Christmas, 1986. Larry. Christmas is almost here again, Dad. Get out the decorations, my 10-year-old daughter Diana insisted. When I'd put away the Christmas things last year, we'd just buried Bobby. My wife had carefully packed each item in its labeled box, and I'd lugged everything out to the storage shed. I didn't want to face those sad memories again, but Diana wanted Christmas as usual, with the tree and all the trimmings. She was absolutely right. Life goes on. I steeled myself and headed out to the shed. It was a crisp, clear, windless day, with the sun high in the sky, but the beauty was lost on me. I thought I would never again enjoy Christmas. How can I, without all of us here together? I yanked open the shed door and a cold wind swooshed out. A sheet of paper floated toward me, slowly coming to rest at my feet. Then the air was still once more. I bent down to pick up the paper, a handmade Christmas card. How did this get here, I wondered. We had a special box for cards we'd saved, cards whose messages were worth reading year after year. We cherished those, especially this one from last year, the one I held in my hands. As I reread his penciled message, I could hear Bobby's voice, see his face on Christmas morning. His card read, "From first grade, 1986. Have a Merry Christmas, Mommy and Daddy. Happy New Year. Love, Bobby." Bobby would always be with us. And one day, we'd be with him. He would always be with us, too. I was pale and white as I went inside and recounted this incident to Lejean. I started to question in my mind, what? Why did this happen? I believed, but did I really believe? This would be the second encounter and a turning point in my faith. Psalm 91:11. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. God's plan. Amazing things began happening after Bobby's death. Amazing things within our family. We had been the only members of our extended family that regularly attended church. Over the next few years, one by one, family members began to attend church, accept Christ, and were baptized. A marriage was saved. New children were born. One began singing praises in church. A few played in praise bands. One became a minister. One is a church secretary. Another works for the church. One is studying to become a missionary. A couple created and ran ministries for the poor, the elderly, and those with special needs. God had assured me that he had a plan, and that Bobby's death was part of that plan. I had accepted his assurance, and although I grieved, I sat back and waited for his plan to be revealed. I am happy to say that, as this story continues, you will learn of many other lives that continue to be changed to this very day. And, God willing, every tomorrow ahead. Every day, every one of our lives is spent in service of Jesus and bringing new souls to Christ. John 16:20. Very truly I tell you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy.